Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, Amazing Race Pit Stop Coverage, episode 380, Iced Out. I serve as your humble and also gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Pit Stop. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your Purple Pants Podcast Pit Stop coverage, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Do yourself a favor and head over to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think about this episode. Baby, reason 632, why I love my girl Angie of Team Walla Walla Walla. I'm so excited to be back covering the Amazing Race Season 36, Episode 6, with my amazing co-host, the winner of Amazing Race Season 29. And this episode was so amazing. Brooke and I felt like we can't do it by ourselves. We had to bring one of Season 35 Pit Stop Amazing Race teams to the podcast. We have Ashley and Todd Martin. We are talking about the episode. We are talking about how they think the new episode is. Todd and I even get into the big three. If you know, you know. But listen, let's get into this week's Amazing Race Pit Stop.
Pit Stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop, pit stop, pit stop, pit stop.
And we are back with your Purple Pants podcast pit stop coverage of Amazing Race season 36. I am joined by my amazing, my talented, my she don't get a shirt co-host, Miss Brooke Kamhi, the winner of Amazing Race season 29. Brooke, how you doing?
Miss she don't get a shirt co-host. That's fine. We'll talk about it when we get there. I'm good. I'm salty. It's fine. Good. We're joined with more important people than I today. I'm very, very excited. Can I do it?
Lead it in. Sing okay. It in. Sing.
I hate to play favorites, but I can't help myself. If you're looking at the screen, you will know that we are joined with the beautiful, the talented, the tall, and model-esque, and wonderful Todd and Ashley. Woo!
Hey, what's up? What's up, Purple Podcast? Thank you for having us on.
Yay! Yeah. Bryce got me a bell, and I'm irresponsible with it now.
I love the bell. Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure to be here. And you know what? After a pretty awesome episode, I'm really excited.
We're going to get into it.
Yeah. I feel like this is great. So I take so many notes. I have 16 pages, but honestly, you're our first guests of the season. And when we talked about who we wanted, honestly, it was so easy. It was like, Todd and Ashley, I don't need these notes today. I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to let Todd take over.
Oh, no. We don't need no dad tours on this podcast.
Dad detour. Let's go.
This is the first 4-hour Purple Pants Amazing Race podcast.
And like we went through all different kind of avenues. Yeah. You know? Like, that's not good.
I do have a question for you guys before we get started. What is it like after your season has aired and a new Amazing Race season is on?
Okay.
Wait, there's two answers here.
Yeah. Ashley's answer and then my answer.
My answer is the salty answer. Todd's is the more, like, very much like how we ran it. I'm a little salty. Todd's a little positive. Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, it's, I compare everything to how we raced. And so I'm a little salty about it. I'm like, well, we would have killed that challenge, or we would have won the race on this. Like, I'm just so salty. And Todd's more of like, you gotta think positive. This is a great season.
Well, my perspective is it's like a new normal, right? Like, we're in this new world, and you two know it. You guys been in it. We don't know. This is our first season after our season. And so you gotta fight like all types of emotion, all types of like feeling certain ways. And really, you know, not getting like low key jealous, like, hey, it's not us anymore, right?
I'm like not even low key jealous. I'm legitimate, like out there. I will tell you, Ashley, you will never stop doing that, or you will go. So I think it was Will and James.
Yeah, but you won.
Does not matter. Yeah. Does not matter.
No,
musical theater person. And when a season after yours, the first task is like in Trinidad and Tobago, and it's like play a steel drum and do something musical or this and that. And I'm like, what did we get to do? Like, it was like all stares and all misery and all. And it's like,
but we have a different perspective, because you're like, oh, we didn't get to do that. Like, I'm thinking, like, man, I could have won this one, you know, because, like, we didn't win. So
not even like, a first place. I'm like, we would have first. Every single episode so far, Todd and I are like, we could have probably gotten first place there.
Plus, it's easy thinking higher of yourself. You're like, I would have killed
after
this.
After the fact. Yeah.
Totally. I get it. I totally understand. Do either of you speak fluent Spanish?
No, poquito español. Yeah.
Well, I am really impressed that you then think that you would have. I mean, I believe in you both, but it's sort of become a running joke that if you don't speak fluent Spanish, you're no longer on this season of the Amazing Race.
Clearly.
Kinda, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we took Spanish. Like, that was kind of part of our casting.
Oh, they trained.
We met during our Spanish and English class, and so we learned nothing that year. So we probably would have been terrible on this season because, you know.
I just knew all the dirty words and all that.
We got nothing accomplished. So,
is there a team that you guys see on this season that you can see yourself in?
Well, at first, like, I really like gravitate towards Rod. Rod and Leticia, just because, like, he's like a beast. He's a big dude. He's like athletic. Right. And so I'm like, yeah. But then, like, you see him, like, I think two episodes ago, he like leaped over a whole fence And I'm like, oh, man.
Like, it was 6 inches off the ground he left. I watched that several times. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, all right, this is a different level, right?
I also think, too, the yellow team, Derek and is it?
Shalisa.
Yeah. So I just love how they bicker and banter, because I really do feel like that was how Todd and I were a lot of the times. And that has a lot to do with, sorry, our kids just got home from school. It really does have a lot to do with like how long you've known somebody, how well you know somebody. And so like I could watch them run the race like every season. They are hilarious. And like she mentioned, that's just kind of how they communicate. So I am all about Team Yellow.
And you know what? I love Team Yellow. Like, they don't pull any punches. Like, that's right. Them. Yeah. Right? And so they talk to each other the way real married couples talk to each other. So I was like, that's like goals for us. For you know? Sure. Definitely.
Could not agree more.
I love it. So where are we at this episode, Miss Cam High?
Oh, I still have to do the legwork?
You do. Yes.
All right. We're in another
Spanish. She has our notes ready.
All right. We're in another Spanish-speaking country because whatever, but I'll get over it. And we're doing a mega leg where we have two roadblocks, two detours, double the everything, quadruple the Spanish, and we're leaving in three groups. How do you guys feel about leaving in the – did you guys leave in group starts? You did.
No.
No. We're the first team back from the – like we're original way of doing things. Yeah. So
how do you feel about this?
About it. I would be a little bitter, like, if I came in first place and I was still grouped in with the top three, because that's the whole advantage of coming in first is not only do you win that leg or first or second is you get to leave earlier. So, I mean, I understand why they do it, but again, it's just one of those things where it kind of pulls you down a bit, I guess, but I guess it is beneficial for the other teams. So it's like, I would hate it if I was in first, but I'd love it if I was in third.
They gave up. Oh, no, they're back.
I think I pressed play. Well, so we back.
Okay, yay. Okay, cool. So they're starting in the group start times again, which is great if you're in third place, crappy if you're in first place, really great if you're in last place, as long as you're starting with somebody else. And so group one is Ricky and Caesar, because who else would it be? And Juan and Shane, who have decided that this leg, they are going to do a clean race. They're not going to let little mistakes trip them up, which either means that they're going to come in first or they're going home, because that's the way that the Amazing Race does things. Mm-hmm. And then group two, you have the team of six, which is what I'm going to call them for the rest of the day, because they have all decided to work as one team of six people. So you have, oh, just Todd and Ashley, you guys should know that like it is sacrilege apparently on this podcast to say anything other than 100% niceties about Angie, because Bryce is an Angie stan. So I get a little bit raked across the coals if I'm not like the most positive.
But do you guys, what do you think about Angie and Danny?
Be honest.
Oh. Okay.
Danny's extremely good with her, but almost too soft with her. Like he needs to be a little more like, mom, like this is my dream. Let's go, you know?
I like them. I really do. However, I do feel that their approach to the race is completely different from, let me rephrase. I feel like they are racing this race as super fans, not necessarily racing the race to win. That makes sense.
So, okay, because, yeah. You know, I love Angie and I love you, Ashley, but I'm going to have to, so I feel you. I feel it's Danny, because I feel Angie is running the race to run the race. Which is reason 706,000 why I do love Angie. But like, figure this, Ashley. Like, say, I think why I'm so connected to Angie is because like my mom, and say maybe 30 years from now, your middle child's your daughter, right?
She's my youngest.
Your youngest. So say your youngest, like that's her dream. And like, would you not go on it and do your best to do whatever you could do to like
100%. So 100%. So I will say this. So I think overall, I will say I agree with you, because looking back at it, I think it was two episodes ago where Angie was the one who was telling Danny, like, keep your trap.
Shut up.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. We're done here. So I do think that she has more of a different approach to the race, where Danny is more of the fan, where he just wants the experience. But I think Angie can kind of see full circle of like, hey, cool,
I will. Yeah.
But like, also know who you're racing with.
I will say Danny pissed me off in this episode because it's like, stop helping people, bro. And it's like, some people come back and they come back, hey, let's all work together. It's like, no, dude, like time to compete. Let's go.
I feel a little for Danny because as someone who was like the weaker, slower member of their team and who always felt that as long as you can see another team, then you're in a good place. Like the worst feeling, I don't know how many times you felt it on the race, but the worst, worst, worst feeling is to not know where you are, like what place you're currently in, because you can't see the little chyron on the bottom of the screen that says currently in second place or whatever, but also to not see anybody else around you and the longer that goes on, the worse it is. So I sort of get what Danny is doing. Like keep the people near you. So at least you know that somebody's near you. You're doing, if somebody's doing wrong, at least two teams are doing wrong. So I get that. And I also see how he sort of wants to help everyone because I do think he thinks that there may come a time given, you know, their physicality that they may need the help back. And I think Danny, we didn't see it because I don't think he would ever tell his mom off on TV, but I would not be surprised if they went back to their hotel room after this last episode and Danny was like, mom, like it wouldn't have hurt us to like help them. Now we've pissed off two teams and what if we need them? We may need them. So the one thing I really do like about Danny this episode is when Angie, no shade, thought about taking a penalty, the words came out of her mouth. Like she'd already done the race course a few times. Like she could do it, but she thought about penalty. Yes. And he said, if I hear that word come out of your mouth, things will go wrong. You are not taking a penalty. He knew the amount of time. He knew the 4 hours. I'm sure he knew that that wasn't going to start until another team showed up. Like, you know, 4 hours don't start, Bryce, just so you know, the second you take a penalty. If you take a penalty and another team doesn't show up for another hour, your penalty doesn't start until the next team shows up. So you're technically taking a 5 hour penalty. So he said to her, take as much time as you need, but don't let that word cross your lips. So I appreciate Danny's assertiveness in that moment. I'm also a fan of the team. But I will say there are some other teams that are really, really climbing the ranks for me, especially the teams that were group three, which if I have it right, who was group three? Oh, yeah. Yvonne and Melissa. Love them. Need them to have more airtime. Think they're hilarious. And then Sunny and Busy, who are lunatics in the best possible way. I mean that as just the best compliment in the world. And then, you know, Derek and Shalisa, but it is what it is. And I'm actually really, really sad because I enjoyed them so much. So
I will say with that race challenge, Danny's politicking came through for him, you know? So
I mean, you got to pick a side, Todd. You want him to not help or do you want them to help? So I'm just saying, coach, you can pick a side.
Okay. So when you're playing to survive, you're with the pack. When you're playing to win, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And so they're obviously playing to survive. We got caught up in that as well on our race. So it's like, yeah. The scariest part is being in first or last because no one's around, right? And so he's playing to survive and he's doing it, but that you're not going to win that way. You're just not.
And
just
he not. Did preface it in the beginning of the episode where he's like, hey, we're not here to win the Mega Leg. We're here to survive the Mega Leg. And so he did. I do think that they are smart in their approach.
So Bryce, I pick your side.
Thank you.
Full circle.
You guys talked me into it.
But I'm saying they could be down at the halftime, Todd. And, you know, then, you know, that third quarter, Angie and Danny could tap in. We don't know.
Yeah,
but, you know how the race is. You get so caught up in, like, the way you run it. I don't see them switching it up. It's not like a light switch you could turn off and on, you know. So I think, I don't know. They might finish around fifth or sixth, you know, like I don't think they're gonna make it to the top three with that.
And if they do, I only think it's if Angie beats the helping out of Danny. I think she will just have to like
I agree
force him to stop.
I agree.
And if she can make him stop, if there's a lot of puzzles, and if there's not a lot of running, and if it's a lot of mental right.
also
then I think there's not a fighting chance. Yeah.
I agree.
Also, I wonder how the other teams feel about Danny, because it's like, dude, you're helping me like, you know, an hour ago. Now I see you helping somebody else. Like at some point you got to be like, bro, like you know, stop helping everyone. Like, help me, but don't help everyone, you know?
I also think that when you do form those big, strong alliances, like we saw in this episode, me just being my salty player that I am, I would try to create an alliance to specifically go after them. So it's like, okay, I see you three, like, icing me out at this detour. Guess what's going to happen next? I'm going to pair up with this group, and we're going hard for you. So I do feel like as much as an alliance can help, it could also bite you in the butt.
Yeah, because if you go like mano-a-mano with that team, it's like in a foot race, you're like, okay, right, that's fine.
And we've seen Rod and Letitia clearly, like, they, Danny and Angie might help them, but when it's time for them to take off, they're not looking back. And so I do get upset.
No, disagree. You said this before. I'm disagreeing with you. Rod and Letitia did the bicycle. So they get to this detour. It's biking or the Boladero thing. Rod and Letitia finished the biking because obviously they finished first because his thighs are the thickness of my waist. And he's got the biggest legs. He is so strong. And they finished. And they didn't leave. They sat and they got directions.
Do you want to know
and
why?
Short of pedaling the bike for some, well, because they needed Danny for the directions. Because
they needed Danny for the directions, right? Like they knew that if they left.
That's true.
That's going to be their downfall, is the directions. And why the heck did they choose the roping challenge to begin with? Like that bicycle challenge was Rod 100%. They should have chose that right off.
I mean, this leg was made for Rod. We always say that if you stay in the race long enough, there's going to be a task that's made for you. Absent football being the task, the soccer where he could just literally knock everybody over, and the bicycle where he could use his brute strength of his legs, like, this day was made for him. So what happens is we have the bicycle where you're basically soul cycling your way to chop apart these plastic bottles, and you have the, I want to say Boladero. I think that's the right way to say it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Where you have to throw the bolo around a really, really realistic looking fake cow thing. You get 10 tries. You got to do it in, each of you have to do it within the same 10 tries, right? Yeah. And so Ricky and Cesar go to the Boladero. Oh, by the way, cutest little outfit with them. Like, that's the outfit I would have kept from. Did you guys keep anything from your season? Did you have any cute little things that you got to keep?
No, because I would have, but I was like, I ain't carrying it. So, like, just toss it out. So
Ashley looked pretty amazing in, like, that India dancing challenge, but they didn't.
Imagine if I kept that whole garb now.
Yeah, bouncing pots on her head. Yeah.
Did they make you change out of it when you finished the task?
Yeah.
Because we had one in Greece where we had these ridiculous little, like, pom-poms and adorableness, but they made us change out of it. In Venice, we got these, like, gondolier shirts, and they didn't make us change out of it, and it's sitting in my closet because they can't.
I actually like when they let you continue your race in the uniform or whatever the setup is. Yeah, I just feel like it's, I don't know, more enjoyable to watch. Anyway.
Especially if people look a little ridiculous and they're running through the streets and people are like, why is that person dressed like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So then Juan and Shane show up and they're doing the Boladero, and then the team of six show up and one decides to switch. So they all decide to switch and they go to the bicycling. And then you have Yvonne and Melissa do the bolos. And you notice, because Bryce, we said this once before, Ricky and Cesar were not helpful and didn't tell people where to go. They told, without even being asked for help, Yvonne and Melissa where to go for the bolo thing. So I think either they're trying to garner some goodwill or they just didn't realize that they were being helpful in the moment.
At the start of the season, do they know that there aren't any U-turns?
I think that, I would guess that they know. I mean, it's this far along and they haven't heard anything about anything, I would guess. I would love to see how they would do on a season with, like, all the stuff.
Hey.
It's so true. It does change how you decide to start and how you treat other players. It really is such a huge dynamic of the Amazing Race, you know? So
I have a few theories.
Oh, buckle up.
Okay, so let's hear them.
Okay, so on this last, what is it, detour, right? Number one, Rod and Letitia, they chose the wrong one, right?
Initially,
right. Yeah, initially. So that is that's problematic, right? Number two, Cesar and Ricky, man, I tip my cap to them because they stuck it out and they got it done, right? Yeah. And it's like, that one wasn't maybe the best challenge for them, But like they stuck with it and they got it done. So yeah, that was very impressive, because how easy, especially once they saw Juan and Shane, like, bam, and out of there, like, you're starting to be like, hey, should we get out of here and try the other one? So they stuck with it and they pulled it out. And so that, to me, that perseverance and the way they pulled it out, I don't know, man, that, like, they're looking like a really, really strong team.
Yeah, they are.
They are definitely.
I think we would all be very surprised if they didn't make it. Now, I don't know what you guys know, but, and if you know, don't say, because Bryce and I make it a point to know nothing. But I would be really, really surprised if running to the final mat, Ricky and Cesar were not there. Like, just given, you know, that they're not going to end up in some country where they don't speak the language and how well and smart they're racing.
Yeah. And on this one, I lost a little respect for a team.
You got to say who now.
Not like holding anything.
Like,
back.
Yeah. Honestly, like Vinny, bro, like, come on, dude. Like, it's just pedaling a bike, you know? And so it's like, dude, like, come on. And so that kind of like irks me the wrong way. And then I think her name is it Amber?
Amber.
Amber.
Amber. Amber, like, she didn't know how to back up the pedal to go forward again. Like, and he had to like physically grab her foot and like move it back and forth. It's like, come on, figure it out. So like that's very problematic.
I feel for Amber. I feel like I'm protective of Amber, because I feel like Amber is me and I am her. And as the slower, a little bit weaker, not maybe smarter. I she might be the smarter of the team, but she's physically less capable. Or at least she believes she is.
Right. But you get that on every team. Every team, you kind of know, like, I'm not like the best at this, or I'm not the best at that. And but like the way Vinny like has said, like, hurry up, you need to run faster, like, you need to hurry up.
Right. That's like, very hard for someone who is not able to, because I feel like Amber is literally giving it her all. I don't think she's sitting there going, I need to walk, I can't do it.
Yeah,
just proves that I can't.
Right.
And I just feel like he's doesn't realize that he's being so hard on her, because for him it comes very easily. So I have a special soft spot in my heart for the girl who I feel like is trying her best, but her body just won't let her do
right
anymore.
which is fine. And so like my bone to pick is with Vinny, because a couple of episodes ago he's yelling at her to hurry up and run faster, and then all of a sudden you can't pedal a bike. I mean, you know, it's like, come on, dude, like, you know. And so like there's a few times on the race where I did not go there with Ashley. Like, I'm not going to yell at her to hurry up.
Because I'd be like, oh, well, then I'm
right.
I
and so it's like, wow, better. He got away with talking to her like that. That's crazy.
I will say, I did like, you know? Amber when Vinny was like, he was just like going so hard on the bike, and she was all, it's not a, what is she? Like, it's not a sprint, Vinny. It's
a marathon. It's a marathon.
But I loved that though, because like, I felt like that was like her time to be like, I don't know, just kind of like, give him what he gave her a couple legs ago too.
So yeah, I think I do like Amber. I think Vinny, like, he's like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But then when it's your time to like pay the piper, it's like, oh wait, can we switch? Can we switch on the bike? It's like, no, man, push through that. Let's
push
go.
Through.
Yeah.
And kudos to Angie for hopping on the bike. Bryce, I'm gonna give your Angie some kudos, because
thank you.
She was not like, Danny, you have to do the whole thing. She hopped right on there. So okay, so group three has started. Whatever, Alliance of Six is working together. Who cares? And then, I just threw out the order they finished in. Whoops. Whatever, they all do their detour, because there's 18 things that happen on this episode. And so when you finish the detour, you have to drive yourself to this Circuito Lobo race to find the next, this racetrack, this dusty whatever. Meanwhile, the team of six is on the bikes. They're doing that, whatever. And Juan and Shane are being chased by an adorable puppy that I would adopt and take with me. We like to talk about the dogs. Okay, so because Ricky and Cesar are really good at directions, they pass Juan and Shane and they end up at the racetrack first. This roadblock cracked me up. So Todd and Ashley, I went and watched this episode with Kishori and Ricky and Cesar and Rowan and Lala and Greg. Yeah, there we are. We all went and watched together, and I am laughing so hard. And the best part is Ricky is laughing so hard. He is such a good sport about the fact that he was like, I don't know how I didn't realize that this was just a 9-piece puzzle. He's like, I am sitting in that car being like, left, and then we did that, and then, and just, it's sometimes you get your blinders on and you don't realize there was only one solution for this puzzle. So, but then to see some of the people, I'm sure Bryce can talk about Letitia, whose puzzle just didn't even, it was like modern art and made no sense. This one, I think, was such a good task and a fun one to watch people try.
Oh, yeah. Every episode, I throw my pillow at the TV. This was the time I did that, because it's like, why are you making the track run into nothing?
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, it's a puzzle at the end of the day, right?
To be fair, that would have been me. I would have been like, I would have been trying to memorize, like,
right.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, but when you got to the puzzle, you would have seen it was a puzzle, right? I feel like you would have, she would have seen.
But see, I struggle with that, though, because I feel like, although I know it is a puzzle, I feel like when we got there and we're putting the pieces up, I would have still been trying to, like, I don't know. I think I would have had to get in the car like 4 or 5 times to really kind of figure out what is actually going on with it. So it was like a little hard for me to actually figure out that, like, it's kind of just a sliding puzzle. But I also feel like I would have put the puzzles down on the ground
and just
kind of figured it out on the ground, because if you think that you're going to put it together up there and not put it together down on the ground, I feel like what's happening? And especially after, like, riding through that course 4 times. But again, I think the thing that pissed me off the most this episode was that, like, really just riding in the car is just riding in the car.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think, like, I don't think that I would have, like, realized that. Like, I really feel like Ashley said, like, I feel like I would have been like, left, right. Oh, we move it to the right. We move it to the left. Come to the thing. Like, that would have pissed me off in the end when it's like, oh, I could just sit in this car and close my eyes.
I kind of wish that the task had been, like, they had a whole, like kind of a maze where they had the puzzle up with different things, and you had to actually draw in the route that you went, because then it would have been like, we went left, we went this, we did that, and that would have been a little bit harder, because then you actually have to pay attention. I think once people realize this is just to sort of jumble our brain and we don't have to pay attention, that it became easier for people.
So do you, here's my question to you, the Amazing Race expert. Do you feel like they purposely mislead you? Like, is that a thing? Because again, like Phil said, you got to memorize this course, right? Like, and so anyone, clearly we see all the teams, like, trying to memorize it, but not really the puzzle. Okay.
I think, like, the whole point of a roadblock clue is to be really, really cryptic, because it's really good TV when the person who shouldn't have chosen it and has a hard time doing it is the person who does it. Which
the story, Karishma.
or Brooke, because when the Roblox clue just says who likes heavy metal and one of you is musical and the other is not, you just ignore the fact that you're in a metal workshop and you're going, I shouldn't be me, it shouldn't be me. And then you're talked into doing it. They're not, they don't give you the details until after. And so I don't know if it, they did have to memorize it because they had to put the puzzle together, but they didn't really have to memorize it.
Right, because you're just putting the puzzle together. So you're right. Like, which ones fit? So, but yeah, that was just a little, I was thinking, again, watching, again, my poor Angie having to get in that car all them times. Like, I'm thinking, like, this has to be so hard to memorize what's going on. And then realizing that it's really just a puzzle and you just kind of make it fit. Although I still would have struggled. Because I think, I want to say maybe like 5 seasons of Survivor, I downloaded, because Wendell was like, when I was preparing for his season, he downloaded like slide puzzles. Mm-hmm. So whenever I am flying anywhere, I always like upload my slide puzzles and I like try to.
I have an app. I love slide puzzles.
Yeah.
But
I feel like I excel at the medium one. The hard one,
they're not going to give you a hard one. They're going to give you medium at best and probably easy. Question, unrelated. Yeah. You want to pause it or do you want to? Well,
so do you think, Ashley or Todd, like, how long do you think it would have taken you to realize that you don't really need to remember the course and that it's just a slide puzzle? Because I'm still confused about the slide puzzle and actually putting the course together.
If I would still be there if I did it, I would still be there trying to memorize the turns. Todd probably would have figured it out immediately.
I was yelling at the TV and going, I could do this without running doing the track.
Yeah.
Because it's just a 9-piece puzzle. Because you didn't need to ride the track. Todd, I honestly agree. 100%.
You need it 4 times. You have the starting line on the right, you know, or on the bottom, on the left, or the top. Either way, it's a circle track, essentially.
But Todd, what I'm trying to figure out though. Is where was this energy when you had to get the barnacles and the anchor? Like, I'm just trying to figure out where was this energy at back then? Because
that's the same thing I was saying earlier, right? It's so much easier to be like, hey, I'll do this. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like puzzles would have been my thing. Finding a chain in the middle of an ocean, like, I don't know. Maybe
I mean, some say that's a puzzle too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. It really is not.
You know what? You could chalk it up to race brain, I guess. But the problem is like, it was more than one team. It was like 90% of them, you know? And so you're like, man, there must have been something going on there.
Well, the race does a really good job of making you think that a part of that activity is pivotal for you to complete when you're like, that's just a distraction. Like the biggest part of this is really just a 9-piece puzzle, but there's gotta be something to do with this car ride. Like, you know, so it's hard to separate those because, you know,
I will say, Bryce, I wouldn't have the track going into nothing. Right? Like, it's just like going into nothing. And you're
Letitia was on a helicopter, Ty, so that's why her track looked a little different. They were flying to the pieces. But I was looking at that like, Letitia, did you roll something up before you got in that car?
I love her. That's so funny to me. Okay, so Juan and Shane are out of there in 30 seconds because Juan is just, his brain has been turned on today. He is amazing. You have Shane being like, he's not going to get it. He's not that smart. Then he gets it and Shane's like, that's not going to look good on TV. I made fun of him. Which is so funny. And at the same time, Derek and Shalisa are back at the Bolos and Shalisa gets it and Derek is having so much trouble. And I start screaming at my TV stream because she's like, we need to switch. And I'm like, he still has 2 more tries. What are you doing? Like, give him what the... And she's like, we need to go. And he's like, but I can do it. And she's like, we need to go. And he's like, okay. And they switch. And I feel like they would still be in it if they didn't switch.
I'm with you.
Or if you switch, use your 10 throws. He had 2 more throws.
Like, what if he got it on that right throw, but you didn't give him the opportunity, right?
Yeah. There's 2 throws left on the board. That takes you, what, like 10 seconds? Like, just go for it, you know?
Yeah. I think... Do you remember the twins from this season that were all, like, I really think this would have been their challenge.
No!
I really
feel he like... says that about everything. No, every... Okay, so, no, again, I'm sorry.
I really feel like...
Bryce, I would like you to please explain for the group, if you wouldn't mind. I'm genuinely asking, what about the twins made you believe that this or anything would have been their challenge? I love the twins. They were so fun to watch, but is it because something has to be their thing and maybe it's this or?
I just feel like they're very detail oriented.
What? You're messing with me.
The brothers. Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know, they're adventurous, and I just feel like their twin, is it telepathy? I feel like it would have, they could have got it. I just feel like this could have been theirs. If they were still in the race, I feel like this would have been their race.
I feel like they would have switched 6 times. Back
I mean, I don't know. I'm with Brooke. I don't know if I get that. I don't know if I see that connection.
I think he's just trying to mess with me. I think he does this every week.
I will say I'm super impressed with Cesar and
Ricky
for like just sticking with it, man. Like that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because I would have been out after like a few times, but they stuck with it.
No, but here's the thing though. I think they're also very smart in the fact that they realized, hey, there's that I didn't necessarily like about, was it the second group? That you don't factor in the time it is to travel between detours, right? Or, you know, so it's like, hey, let's switch. But let's say it takes you, I don't know how far the next one was, but like it's 15, 20 minutes. If you would have just stayed at that one for another 15, 20 minutes, I guarantee you would eventually get it right within that window. So
I don't think Angie would have got it.
Hey, you know what? Todd, thank you for coming because when we are not. What we not doing, Todd, Anthony, Martin.
Do not hang up on them. Oh my God. It's not a democracy. It's a dictatorship around here. You say something against the ruler and you are out.
I do believe Angie would have struggled on this one. So again, but Angie knew where to go.
Smart, right? Like Rod needs to take control a little bit and be like, hey, wait, there's a bike. There's a physical challenge. They need to go into the challenges like we did. Like, hey, if it's detail oriented or skill oriented versus like grinded out physicality, they need to go physicality every time.
Do you think they would have placed higher if they didn't stick with the group?
Who, Rod and Letitia? I think they would have been lower because they struggled. Well, I don't know. Because Rod can figure out the map. I know Letitia has said that it's just not her thing. Mm-hmm. And they need to take more time. So I don't know. I think they still would have been in the third group.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, man. They finished the bicycle fast. And if they weren't waiting around for people, he finished the soccer thing fast, the bicycle thing fast.
But you saw Juan and Shane. They got lost on that dirt road getting to the next one. I think Rod and Letitia would have struggled there.
Yeah.
I love them. I don't know. I feel like,
other than the navigation part, as far as choosing like what detour to do, like Rod needs to be like, no, let's go physicality every time. Because they would have smoked everyone in that.
And is the one where you have to, the detour is the one that everyone does together, right? And then the roadblock.
Right? It's been like a lot of
seasons. How did you guys navigate when, say, you know this roadblock, oh, this is a Todd heavy roadblock, but you know that Todd has to do a certain number of the roadblocks. How do you navigate that? What was your mindset?
Well, we were going, we were going to go like
every other
turns. But every once in a while, when it like had to do with heights, I would have taken it. If it had to do with eating, I would have taken it.
I think it was just one of those things because you don't get a lot of details when you open it, right? I think it's like a quick little like snippet and you have to make a decision. So we really did base the decision only on that few sentences. And I think it really kind of just worked out
for us. Yeah.
That's the way it played out. I mean, the green thumb one, which Todd's like, oh, you'd be fantastic because you like plants. And I nearly died in that freaking pond. But I think the way it worked out for us on our season.
I would say choosing the roadblock is a lot harder because they give you a short little thing and you have to choose. But the detour one with like the bike or the Bandolero thing, like they give you a lot of information on that. And so that wasn't, I think that was inexcusable. Rod should have been like, oh, riding a bike? Like, I'm going to kill everybody.
Yeah. I do say, because sometimes we give like little snippets on for future racers, something to think about. We were very bad at choosing the roadblocks because we argued a lot. Even like, this one shouldn't.
So bad you got first place, right? Just checking. All right.
We got better as the race went on. But for example, in leg two, it was something, who likes things squeaky clean? Now, I'm obsessive compulsive and I clean everything, and it should have been me. Also, had we looked up, you had to like come over the edge of a skyscraper. Scott was terrified of heights, but I had hurt my arm and I was like, I can't do whatever it is. But had we looked up, I probably still would have done it. If you're on the race, take 10 seconds and maybe look around, because race blinders are a legitimately real thing. And if you don't look around, you will make a wrong decision and your partner will cuss you out as he is going down the side of a building and wishing you dead on national television.
That's probably the best advice. I mean, you nailed it on the head, is take everything in, like, because you get so glued. But
how many times do you hear that, and then once you're on the race, it doesn't happen, right?
So well, yeah, it's like, so, it's I know, but happen. I feel like if I give the advice, then at least I can say I told you so when I'm talking.
Right, exactly. Right. Yes. But like, we heard you guys, we heard everyone, and we got into it, and it was just like, so it's like, there's nothing you could do, but you kind of just gotta
take a beat.
Yeah.
Take a beat.
It's hard.
It is funny. It's hard to take a beat. So, okay. So, Sunny and Vinny.
I do have one more question. Yeah. I do got a question. Now, I've asked Brooke this question a million times, but I want to ask Todd and Ashley. On the Amazing Race, when you get to Roblox and you get to detours, as a viewer, someone, myself, who has never played, but I know that if I did play, I could beat Todd and practically everything. Not Ashley, but Todd. Okay, but, I'm just saying. when we see the teams that, like, are struggling, and struggling. And then towards the end, I feel like the judges be like, all right, go ahead.
They do.
What's your assessment? They do.
I believe so. That's
Wait, what? What was the question?
Okay. All right. Todd Anthony is back in.
Wait,
okay.
Ask it again. What was your question?
My question is, I feel like the judges, you know how to judge. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Oh, my best.
No. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like in the beginning, they be very, 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 very strict. Yeah, yeah. But it's a couple of times last season, and I ain't saying no names, but Todd should have had to do a couple of things over again, because I was feeling like
I feel like
some teams, though, I'd be like, now wait a minute, they supposed to be doing the salsa and they are twerking and doing the butterfly, like, how did they say yes to that?
I will have to, and I will say, I agree with you, Bryce. I'm gonna say yes. And not just from being on the race, but like watching past seasons. I think there was a season with, oh gosh, Bopper and
Mark.
They were in India and they had to do a dance. And I think Mark did it like 100 times. And he was just like, I'm out. You know, I do think that there is a threshold where they're like, he's either going to die or we just pass them, you know? So that's just observing as, you know, as
yeah, I mean,
viewer.
How do you explain Corey in our season getting through the pot?
The hat thing.
Yep.
But, I mean,
I think at some point the producers start to feel badly for you and they have to let you go at some point. At some point it becomes about trying, not necessarily succeed. I mean, you saw Joel do the flippity river dance. Like, he wasn't good at it, but he tried and tried and tried and tried. And I think they're like, okay, that's the best you're going to get from him. And for him, that's a pass. And so I agree.
I have a theory of five. Okay. Try it 5 times and you're probably through.
The one thing I will say about Ashley is I wish you asked for checks earlier, because I feel Ashley tried to make things perfect. And it does. I think this is Derek's line from this season. C's get degrees. It doesn't need to be perfect. It needs to be passable. And I loved you guys so much that when I was like, why is she not like, you're not going to get it on your first check. Sometimes they just won't give it to you on check one, which is why some teams prefer to only do tasks where it's not subjective. Like, if you fill something up to a line, they have to let you go. They can't say no. But if it's like a dance thing and it could be like, you know, more energy or this or that or whatever, sometimes they just don't give it to you on try one. So ask for check fast.
If you're the first person up in the first run, it could be a 9.9 out of 10 and they're going to say no. But if you're like the last place, it could be a 5.9. They're going to be like, keep it moving.
Yeah,
let's go.
I will say in Venice, Italy, when we had to sing in a gondola, we got it on our first try, even though we were the first.
Hey,
one.
Really? Although
your degree's in musical, you're a musical major with a degree.
I sang opera in college in Italian. This was that was the one that was made for me. However, my partner also had to sing, and you had to wait till you got to a port. So even though we got it on try one, they made us sing it a second time for fun and giggles because we weren't at a stopping point yet.
Okay, now since we're getting like this rabbit hole, I gotta ask you another question. I've asked Brooke this, and now I need to know because I'm interested in Todd's take specifically. But I know I feel like Ashley's gonna be with me. So when you have to get to the boats, and they be like, the boat you choose is the boat you have to stay in. If you pick a boat and that sucker stops working, let me calm down. What do y'all feel? Do you feel like you're just stuck in the boat? Don't you feel like the Amazing Race should have people testing the boats like before everybody goes?
Or well, thankfully, nothing like that happened to us. But, well, kind of our rickshaws in India, the drivers were terrible, right?
But y'all picked the wrong one because you picked the wrong one.
Right. And you're like, wait. And then, so your mind starts playing tricks on you. Like, is this the producers messing with us? Like, you don't know if it's part of the show. Like, you almost, and I hate to say it, you get like very like paranoid and suspicious. Like, hey, they're setting me up here. Like, you know, so yeah, definitely you feel that way for sure.
Well, we saw Angie and Danny, like, I think it was second episode.
Yeah,
on
Danny
the boat.
Handled it well, too.
They handled it. I would have gotten out of the water and, like, grab a hold and, like, one-arm swim that boat just because it sucks. But that goes to the whole, like, cab driver two thing. So, right, like, there's a lot of the stuff in the race that you just can't control. So I do think that it's very similar to like getting a bad taxi driver, right? So it's like, you can't control it. That is just the luck of the draw. And that is why the race is so fantastic and so fun, is because, you know.
Yeah, but that's definitely something that we still think about and, you know, we talk about and we're like, hey.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so my last one, because I just feel like this is so fun. First of all, your background of your home looks amazing. I know that you said that you recently moved. I'm not sure if you moved before or after, but let's pretend you didn't. Did moving your mattress, moving in, hit different before or after the race?
I think, like I said, we moved so many times that I felt that was the challenge that was made for us. I think personally, I will say when we move again, I will probably be a little less myself and a little more gracious.
I will say, like, the show didn't give her props for moving that mattress because
she hurt her thumb, right?
Yeah, she hurt her thumb, but she's the only woman that did it out of the whole cast.
I kind of feel like, Todd, I feel like that week I was like, I don't think you gave her props because I remember her being like, I think my finger fell off, and you're like, it's fine, you've got right. nine more.
And Todd was like, come on, move that mattress, let's go. And I'm like, come
Ashley,
on, bro.
Ashley was
like, what is that?
Hey, don't leave me hanging. Speak on that. Please.
No, because we was like, what is Todd doing?
He's got nine fingers now. Look at her. I mean, no.
What a jerk. Did Ashley do that when he missed the three throw on the basketball court?
Yeah.
No, so I will say, the reason why Todd said that is because he knows me, and he knows that, like, if he were to coddle me in that moment, like, that wouldn't help the situation. He, like, there was no benefit in stopping and taking a look at my finger, because it's like, at that point, he, like, and I, you did look at it, and you were like, yeah, no, you jammed it. It's fine. I do think that, like, Todd, I don't think that would have been a benefit.
No, like, okay, there's two.
I was mostly joking. I really don't think you were hard on her because honestly, I'm the same way. I like to say I can't do things and scream and be like, no, and then people are like, what's wrong? Should we stop? And I'm like, we can't stop. Nobody stops it. Because if you stop, it's actually harder to start again.
Yeah.
So never stop.
Yeah. And that feeds into one of our pet peeves is like when people go, oh, are you okay? In the middle of a competition. And then our other one is like, let's go, babe. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything right now? I'm trying to win. Stop yelling, I love you, and I'm proud of you right now. Like, I don't care if you're proud of me. Like, I've got to get through this.
I'm focused.
Yeah,
right
let's
now.
Go, you know? Wait,
but Ashley, did I hear you say Dr. Todd looked at your thumb on the race and said that it was good?
That's shade. She's throwing shade.
No, I remember. Well, okay. okay, because the thing is Todd has jammed. He hasn't. I don't know if you've really broken.
My fingers are all crooked right
now. He's jammed his fingers so many times.
He's a basketball player. Yeah.
And so I remember when it happened, I told Todd, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I broke my finger. He's like, and while we're like carrying this mattress, he's like, you might have jammed it. And so then I go into like a hypochondriac mode where I'm like, this is it. Like, they're going to kick us off the race because I have a medical injury. And so like my mind starts to go in like a very like downward spiral. And he knows that about me. So if he can just keep things at like, you're fine, it's nothing, that happens all the time, you're golden, I know it hurts, but just like,
meanwhile, I looked at it, I was like, oh my God.
Like, that thing might fall off. Oh my God, she's gonna lose a finger. But I still love you, babe, you're doing great. I'm so proud of you. I don't think I needed my notes this week. I feel like I didn't need them. This is more fun. Ashley. Why did I take the notes?
I've got a random question for you, Ty. I don't know if you're up on it or not, but I just wanna know, who you got, Kendrick or Drake or Cole?
Honestly, dude. Well, I love Cole. Just
but yeah, how do you feel about that apology?
Yeah, he bowed out. You know, he showed his skill and bowed out. I'm going with Drake.
Okay.
And I know I live on the West Coast. I know I'm a West, you know, but I'm going with Drake on this one.
I am too.
I'm interested in to see the response. We're still waiting though.
So did you hear the alleged second response that they said is like AI from Kendrick? So, yeah, I definitely think Kendrick's verse was fire, but I'm going with Drizzy Drake. And it's like, how can you not root for Drake when you got 12 people coming against you?
Right. He kind of, like, yeah, everyone's coming against him right now. I feel, you know, kind of bad for the guy, but I don't really, because he's a millionaire and he's
right.
You know, so
Brooke, are these racing?
They are. This was a puzzle. You didn't see Phil spitting them Kendrick lines at the end of the episode, Ashley.
I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm like, I'm lost. I'm like, wait, who? What? My notes don't show
it's
a Kendrick.
Like rap battles. There's nothing in here about any of that.
It's
but
the top three. It's the big three, but it's not really the big three when you the big one. My question is, Danny. So we back to Danny and Angie. We're getting to the meat. Part
what? Okay.
I'm sending Brooke into a tizzy.
Okay.
I want to know, what was your thoughts on his move? Did you think it was legendary? Did you think it was amazing? Or did you not like it?
Are we talking about when he iced out the other two teams? Legendary. I thought that was a brilliant move. I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, hey, let's take as long as we got all the time in the world because no one else is coming in. So let's get this like perfect. Right? Like, I thought that was genius. And I know he was so cute because he was like, that wasn't the nicest move. Like, I will say I do appreciate Angie and Danny because every decision they make is like, is it nice or not? Which I like them. I like that.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I'll say it because Bryce is not going to disconnect me. Is Angie, this don't kick me. Come on.
I'm not keeping my hands. Go ahead.
Danny is all that wasn't. I think Danny realized, and I think Angie realizes that she wasn't being nice. But I thought one of the things that I think about what Angie did is when Yvonne and Melissa were like, can you just tell us, like, you guys are done, we get it. Can you just, Angie? And she's like, I didn't do it, I don't know. And I'm like, that's just a lot. You do know, at least just be like, look, I'm really sorry, good luck, and walk away. Like, at least own it. I feel like don't put it on Danny because then they're going to ask Danny, and don't get mad when they ask Danny because what else are they going to do? But
I agree with you, Brooke. It's kind of like our season with Chelsea and Robin. It's like, okay. Hey, if you're not going to tell us, if you're going to help us, just like own up to it. Hey, sorry, this is a game. Move on. But like totally ignoring it or like passing the buck, mm-hmm. You're like, come on, you know?
That makes it worse. And like, yeah.
Danny is such a nice guy, right? He's so nice. And then he does this, and you're like, bro.
You got it in you.
He got it in him.
Right? See, that's why I think he is playing to win. He's playing to be there, and he's a super fan. And I get it. He wants to just stay as long as possible. But when he has the opportunity to, like, do something that will actually help him get ahead, I think he's playing to win.
Smile on his face. Okay, you know, so these are kind of a killer. Like, you're like, you know, okay, like, that's kind of jacked up.
Here's my question, though.
Okay.
Let's just hypothetically say we fast forward a little bit in the race. Same alliances are in play. Do you think that he's going to be just as nice if like it depends on like who, like if they're running to not be last, like, do you think that this niceness is going to carry on even if they're running for to survive?
Do you know what I'm saying? I think if you're second to last, I think the understanding amongst any alliance is you're not going to wait. With the exception of one stupid season where they actually, a team did wait for last, but it was really stupid. Mm-hmm. But,
okay, but I agree with you. But then we saw Vinny and Amber.
Amber.
Like, they refused to leave the the roadblock until every, I would have been like, I love you. I'm out of here. Like,
But I would not have waited. In their defense, they might be like, it's too early to.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they think it's. They made a deal for the Mega Leg. They knew there were teams behind them. They didn't want to do something knowing this at this point, it's the race course. So there's so much left of the leg that, like, you screw over your alliance that early in the leg. Now, knowing what Danny is capable of, like, good thing you didn't, because he might have just told Ron and Leticia and Yvonne and Melissa to take the three stations if. Yeah. Vinny and Amber left them high and dry at the race course. And so I get Amber's dedication at this point, but I do hope that it's not something that hinders them in the long run.
I feel like Vinny and Amber haven't had the best edit as like a couple thus far. And I love the fact that when that did happen, we didn't see Vinny kind of fight her about it. Like, I feel like for me, sometimes I'm a loyal person and sometimes I am loyal to like at my fault. So it's like, I do appreciate seeing that in her. And so sometimes it's like, I'll take a loyal person over a lot of other things. So I do have a lot of respect for Amber for that. And especially since she was, you know, looking out for my girl. But I also felt like reason 8,632 why I'm team Angie, because Mama Angie, she a G. Like, she like, I don't need you to stay with me. Like, go. Like Angie was telling her to go.
No, sorry, wrong. Boo. Disagree. Angie was telling her to go. No, Angie was telling her to go so long as she first helped her with her puzzle. This was not, don't help me go.
Angie not a slow G. A G gets the help and they tell you to go. That's what makes her a real G.
I think if Amber left without helping Angie and Leticia, knowing that they had this alliance, this leg, Angie would have slit her. She is cold as ice. Cold, and I love it. Would have slit her throat. She said, no, don't wait for us. You go. But she was not saying, don't help me. She was like, oh, yeah, girl, great. Like, show me the order and then go. Yeah. I this was not as selfless as I think we think it is all I'm saying.
I agree. Just saying.
It's definitely, this was like, a great episode.
Yeah, I think it was great. I mean, I don't see the point in having taken notes, which is totally fine. I don't care. Okay.
It was a great episode, except when it had to do with, like, Derek and Shalisa, because I loved them. I thought that they were great. And I just love the fact, again, just how you said before, I love the fact that they bickered, they argue, but I also love that Derek knew that Shalisa was the leader, right? And it's like, they would learn stuff, and he's asking Shalisa to teach them, and she's like, how? I'm gonna teach you. I need to learn first. I just like their communicational skills, and I thought, like, you could see it. And they looked it good for however old they said they were. They lying, because in my opinion, they like 32.
They're great. Fantastic. Yeah, I love them. And you know what? Like, my favorite line was, he's like, man, I was close. And she's like, close. And he's like, yeah, I was. I was like, yes.
No.
Yes.
My favorite line was the last episode when they were doing the skateboard. And she said something like, I don't know. He said something, or you proud of me or something. And she was like, I would be if, like, you hurried up. And he was like, see, she could have just said
that was unnecessary, right?
Yeah, like, I love their dynamic. I love their banter back and forth. Like, I wish that we had more of them. I wish they did not leave us already.
Yeah,
so.
And like, they took nothing personal. They knew
you could tell they genuinely looked like they were having a good time, you know?
So. I was just bummed because I think they could have finished a lot higher than what they
did. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So, like, from what we know, they decided to do the Bolo one because it seemed more fun and more Argentinian as opposed to just riding a bicycle. So I think the answer would have been never go there in the first place, or never give up in the first place, because I think we can all agree that while they got further and further behind as the day went on, they didn't actually even do the final detour. They were told after the soccer stadium to go to the pit stop. And I really think the cool part is, because they're cops, I think they would have done the other detour, the fingerprinting. And I think that one looked really cool, and I wanted to see somebody try it.
Right?
Same. We would have done the fingerprinting for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's what the one we would have chose too. So.
But alas, they are gone. Brett, I don't even.
I know. Didn't talk about the. But I
mean, oh, but can I say something?
You can say whatever you want, and I won't let him hang up on you. Go for it.
That bubble soccer challenge. Oh, I would have had so much fun. I would have been like Rod in there because that was so built for Rod. Like you just go in there, run everybody. He's a football player. He played for the NFL. He could have destroyed those people.
I think people were running away from him. I think people were like, "You go, it's cool."
Yeah, for sure.
I know, like he held back on that. Like,
oh, for sure.
He would have killed them.
No also, way. Shout out to Caesar because he went in and he's like, "Wait, I can hit people." Like he once he realized he could knock people over, he's like, "I'm heavy." Like. I'm in it. And he just started like boop, 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 boop. And he did great. I think that we didn't give them enough credit this episode because the cool part about this episode was this is the first time we actually saw Ricky and Caesar struggle a little bit at anything. And the dynamic they have between the two of them, mostly with Caesar calming down Ricky, but Ricky wasn't so worked up, but like they have a very good dynamic and they were able to just sort of like see the bigger picture. Yes, it's hard for this second, but we regroup and we're okay. And I would like to see a little bit more. I would like to see them get to the finale. I think they would be great. And I think they deserve it, especially with how they've been racing this race because they're very smart. But I would like to see a little bit more. I think the struggle is fun. Like the sadistic part of me likes that.
I do too. I think that's what I like about watching the race is seeing how people interact or overcome very difficult challenges or getting lost or, you know, being second to last and like, okay, how are we going to recover? That's what I really enjoy about watching the race. Todd and I were talking, I think Wednesday night or whatever, but do you think that, because Ricky and Caesar, they're good at everything. Like we haven't really seen them like be
struggle,
terrible.
Struggle.
Right. So we were like, oh, do you think that they would be doing so well if they maybe went to a different country that had different, you know,
different language.
And a part of me thought like, yeah, for sure they would have a struggle. But then I don't know. We keep seeing them like
after that Bolero challenge, man. Like they showed.
So I'm curious. What do you guys think? Do you think that they would continue to thrive if they were on doing a race that would take them to different countries and different languages, or do you think that they would still be consistently at the top?
I think they would consistently be at the top. I don't believe that Ricky and Caesar are human. I think that they are like these superpower people that I don't know where they came from, what planet, but they're like, I honestly think that they really would be good. It looks like they have prepared. And when you say super fans, sometimes you see super fans that show up as Danny, but other times we see super fans that show up like a Caesar that is like, so equipped for everything, so fast thinking, so calm level, and having a great partner like Ricky. So I'm going to go with, I think that they would still be doing really well.
I'm going to go with like 75% the same of what you said. But I do think if they ended up in a country without English or without Spanish, I think if they ended up in like a Far East country where there was a legitimate language barrier, probably for most people on this season of the race, then I think that they would struggle a little. I think that their advantage is the ability to ask for directions and use the locals and use their surroundings very, very easily. And I think if that was taken away from them, I don't think it would make them any less fantastic at the actual roadblocks and detours, because once you see a demonstration or whatever, you're fine. Unless they were involved in doing things like going into a market and having to use the local language and community. I think they would struggle a little. I actually think they would struggle more if they were on a season with U-turns, because I think that everyone would try and stop them. And I think that by no fault of their, like no fault of their own. I mean, they can't, right. I think that that's where they would fall to the back of the pack, because I think whenever anybody got a chance, they would try and take them out because they're that good.
I totally agree with you, because a lot of people think, oh, the language barrier is hard for like the roadblock or the, you know, detours. But like, honestly, like our experience, it's like when you stop and ask for directions and people look at you with that blank stare and they don't know one bit of English. You don't know one bit of their language. And you are literally going.
You're like trying to mime it.
You're trying to mime. And like, they get none of that, right? And so, like, that was the hardest part about our.
I agree. I feel like that's what took the longest during the.
And legs. That's when it sets in panic. It sets in doubt. It sets in a lot of things that you don't see on the screen. That's like just in between your ears, right? And you're just like, is this even the right way?
Well, unless for me, because I say everything that's in my head because I never shut up. So you actually saw it on my screen because I could never stop myself from talking.
We
joke around that if you watch me on mute, I'm like a good racer. But if you watch me while talking, I sound like a moron because I'm just telling myself I can't do things. And I just never, at one point in Vietnam, I have a conversation with a stop sign. Like it just doesn't, it didn't even make it. I'm not joking. It didn't make sense. But I think the cool part about the language barrier is that part is where you're going to see a shakeup in the order with when you're starting three teams at a time or two at a time. And there isn't that. Sometimes you get lucky and you get a local who will understand a bit, or sometimes you get really unlucky and you get a cab driver who just.
Brooke, you just remind me, in Vietnam, when we're in Vietnam, we had this situation where we talked to somebody and broke it like slow English, and they just shake their head. Yeah. Like, do you know where you're going? Yeah. And you hop in and they have no idea where they're going. Right.
Because yes is the most easily they want it. Everyone wants to be yes, yes, yes. But you don't know what they're saying yes to. And then people don't really know. And I think people are afraid to say no or let you down. And a lot of people just say yes. And you're like,
that's the hardest part. It's not really the language barrier. It's like the yeah, yeah, let's go. And I'm you're like, wait, yeah. we're lost. So, yeah, definitely.
Before we let you go, we know taking Ricky and Cesar out of it. Who are some teams that you think that we could see in the end or potentially win outside of Ricky and Cesar?
I kind of feel like the last few legs, I personally think the top three in the last three episodes are the ones that I think are the ones to watch.
Right.
I'm hoping Team Walla Walla. I would love for them to win one. I as Danny's like a super fan, like I want to know what it's like to actually win one. We don't know. We have no idea what it's like to win one.
Such a good guy. Yeah.
I really do wish that they could win one, but I think we saw the last the top three.
Yeah. Rod and Leticia for sure. And
Amber
and Shane. Yeah.
No, Juan and Shane.
I think Amber and Vinny though. I think
I fell off.
This was the bike, but I do. Yeah. I think that they like.
I think they have it in them. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I like Amber. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What did he do to you?
What is when he couldn't do the bike?
He's so
Todd. Vinny is going to send you a Peloton request, and y'all going to have to go add it on Peloton.
Yeah, they're going to battle to see.
Right. And my money on.
As long as Rod's not there, I'm in.
I would offer to jump into this battle, but I know when I'm about to lose something. So hard pass on from me, but you'll let us know how that turned out.
Yeah. But Todd and Ashley, we can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy day and to come on the podcast and talk Amazing Race with us. It's been truly a pleasure. We hope that we get to see you soon and talk to you even sooner. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you for having us on. You guys are the best. We love your.
Appreciate it.
And she watches all your purple pants stuff, that stuff. So. Yeah.
Definitely. Big
fan. I'm going to make it a point to only say nice things about Ashley every episode from now on. I didn't know. It's so nice when people listen and watch. And you guys are so fun and wonderful. And I hope to get to see you in person again.
Have you guys, like, I know you guys do Survivor stuff. Have you checked out, what is it, Deal or No Deal Island?
With Boston
I love
Rob.
Deal or No Deal Island. That's I want to be show. On Deal or No Deal Island. I think that would be so
it's so good. So good.
So, yeah.
Anyway,
okay. Well, we appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. It's been your recap of the week. Let's go.
Bye.
See you guys.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. Mm-hmm.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Purple pants. Yeah, yeah. It's the purple pants.